his plans for bringing Mordred with him, of using him to end Roland's life, if the guards at the Divartoi couldn't do it first, that was, then killing the little bastard and taking his valuable left foot collapsed in an instant. In the next one, a new plan arose, and it was simplicity itself. Mustn't let him see that I know. One shot, that's all I can risk, and only because I must risk it. Then I run. If he's dead, fine. If not, perhaps he'll starve before... Then Walter realized his hand had stopped. Four fingers had closed around the butt of the gun in the jacket pocket, but they were now frozen. One was very near the trigger, but he couldn't move that either. It might as well have been buried in cement, and now Walter clearly saw the shining wire for the first time. It emerged from the toothless, pink-gummed mouth of the baby sitting in the chair, crossed the room, glittering beneath the lights, and then encircled him at chest level, binding his arms to his sides. He understood the wire wasn't really there, but at the same time, it was. He couldn't move. 4. Mordred didn't see the shining wire, perhaps because he'd never read Watership Down. He'd had the chance to explore Susanna's mind, however, and what he saw now was remarkably like Susanna's Dogon. Only instead of switches saying things like chap and emotional temp, he saw ones that controlled Walter's ambulation, this one he quickly turned to off, cogitation and motivation. It was certainly a more complex setup than the one in the young bumbler's head. There he'd found nothing but a few simple nodes like granny knots, but still not difficult to operate. The only problem was that he was a baby. A damned baby stuck in a chair. If he really meant to change this delicatessen on legs into cold cuts, he'd have to move quickly.